قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقولهم إن قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا أول الناس بعيسى ابن مريم في الدنيا والآخرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم All praises and thanks only belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the universe. Peace, salutations and blessings be upon our spiritual master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Respected elders and dear friends, نحن أولى بعيسى ابن مريم منهم. We as Muslims are the closest of all people to Nabi Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, the prophet who didn't die. This is my khutbah for today, and the title actually taken out from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a narrator, and he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا أولى الناس بعيسى ابن مريم في الدنيا والآخرة وفي رواية المسلم كيف ذلك يا رسول الله قال ليس بيني وبينه نبي والأنبياء إخوة لعلات أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said I am the closest of all people to Nabi Isa ibn Maryam in this world and in the next life. And the companion asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is that ya Rasulallah? كيف ذلك يا رسول الله ليس بيني وبينه نبي there is no nabi between me and him والأنبياء إخوة لعلات and the أنبياء عليهم السلام the brothers from the same father أمهاتهم شتى the mothers are different ودينهم واحد and the deen is one who is Isa ibn Maryam the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم meant in the hadith He is the one who the Christians, they celebrate his birthday on the 25th of December. They lay claim that Nabi Isa ibn Maryam was born on Christmas Day. They lay claim that he is the Son of God. La wallah. Today we live in a Kufristan. We live in a non-Muslim country. Our children today, our young ones are bombarded all year round in schools. And with this absurd Kufr belief and the stories of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, which purely contradicts the Muslim beliefs. Our children are told that Nabi Isa alayhi salam was crucified. Our children are taught today that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he died on the cross. Our children come home with these kufr beliefs. Our little ones begin to believe what the teachers are saying to them. They are never taught the story of Isa ibn Maryam according to the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا They say Allah the most gracious has begotten a child, a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا Allah speaks about this incident in the Quran. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا لَكَ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِدَّا What an evil, terrible, monstrous claim. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَتَّرُونَ مِنْهُ The heavens are ready to burst the thunder. وَتَنْشَقَّ الْأَرْضِ And the earth is ready to split asunder. When the mountains are about to burst. Why, my dear friends? أَنْدَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا Because of this monstrous claim and that they say Allah has begotten a child. The message of Nabi Isa ibn Maryam, my dear friends, was clear. It was crystal clear. What did he say to his people? وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ وَعُبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ O Bani Israel, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord and my Lord. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فقد حرم الجنة. Whoever ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him Jannah will be haram for him. Wa ma'wahumu an-nar, and his abode will be the fire of Jahannam. But in spite of all this, my dear friends, they went ahead and they said, لَكَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. That the disbelievers, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, astaghfirullah. And the Christians today, they have made a deen out of this. Isa ibn Maryam, my dear friend, the only prophet, the only person named after a woman, and this is ta'ziman, li sharafan, li Maryam ibn, for Maryam alayhi salam. This is done out of honor for Maryam alayhi salam. No other religion on the face of this earth, be it Christianity or whatever ism, has honored Maryam alayhi salam more than Islam. Narrated, comes in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes in Bukhari and Muslim. Kamula min al-rijal kathirun. A lot of men has reached perfection in Islam, meaning the Anbiya alayhi salam and the Sahaba ikram. But four women, walam yakmul min al-nisa illa arba'un. But four women have stood out and they had reached perfection. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Maryam bint Imran. Maryam alayhi salam was one of them. Wa Asiya imrat Fir'aun. Wa Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Wa Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Maryam alayhi salam in the Quran? Allah ta'ala says, Wa ummuhu siddiqah. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ. Maryam is that truthful woman. Maryam alayhi salam was the daughter of a woman named Hannah, and the wife of Imran. Imran, my dear friends, was a very pious, knowledgeable person amongst the Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him and elevated his offsprings. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحَ وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ إِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Nuh and the offspring of Ibrahim and the offsprings of Imran alayhi salam. Imran, my dear friend, was the father of Maryam alayhi salam. His wife, whose name was Hannah. One day Hannah, my dear friend, she was barren. She was barren. And one day she was walking. She was reached at old age. One day she was walking and she saw a mother bird feeding her baby. And she wished that she had a child. She makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, Allah accepts her dua. She places, because of Allah ta'ala accepts her dua, she becomes pregnant. Because of her dua being accepted by Allah ta'ala, out of shukr, out of gratitude, she places her hand on her stomach, and she makes dua, and she says, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَزَّغْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. She says, O Allah, whoever is in the stomach of mine, I make a qasam that I will dedicate this child, I will dedicate this boy in the worship of your ibadat. I will place him in the masjid to serve Masjid al-Aqsa. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When Hannah, my dear friend, she delivered this baby, she was amused. She was confused. She was disappointed because now it was a girl. How can I fulfill my vow to Allah Ta'ala? فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعَتْهَا أُنْثَى. She becomes confused because now she was expecting a boy, and how can she dedicate this girl in the path of Allah? But little did she know, my dear friends, little did she know the blessed that this girl will be blessed one day. Little did she know that this girl will become the mother of the one of the greatest and mightiest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Maryam alayhi salam, my dear friends, When she fully weaned Maryam alayhi salam, when Hannah she fully weaned her child Maryam, it was time now to fulfill her vow and give her in the service of Deen. She takes Maryam to the Masjid of Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, and the Nabi of that time, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, he takes custody of her. The Quran mentions وَكَفَّلَهَا Zakariya. Zakariya takes her into her custody. She was the family of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Maryam, my dear friends, she grows up to be a pious woman. She worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she starts showing signs of karamat, which we Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is our aqidah, karamatu awliya'u haqqun, that she supernatural things start to occur. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, every time he comes with the water and some drinks, he finds food. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله. What did she say? She said, Nabi Zakariya said, oh Maryam, where did you get this? She was getting fruits of summer months, the fruits of summer in winter, and the fruits of winter in summer. And she says, هو من عند الله. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go further, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. Where Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes one day, and he appears in a form of a human form. He comes in a human form. He came in a most handsome form. No, most of the time he should come in the form of Hazrat Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala an, is sahabi. Immediately, my dear friend, this righteous woman, she says, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِرَحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. I seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not know you. Who are you? قَالَ إِنَّمَ أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. He says, Jibreel Amin comes and he says to her, I am the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have come to give you glad tidings of a boy. She says, قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. She says, how can I, we get a child, when no man has touched me, and nor am I unchaste, I am not a prostitute. قَالَ كَذَلِكْ Jibreel Amin says, this is something ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. It is something very easy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, it is not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala created Nabi Adam and Hawa alayhi salam without a father. Allah says, كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, and it is done. She becomes pregnant like any other woman. 8 months, 9 months, she gives birth. He said, how can I face this community of mine? What are they going to say? Having a baby out of wedlock. فَأَجَاءَ إِلَى الْمَخَارِ إِلَى جِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ. She the pain of childbirth drives her to a palm tree. قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَ مِتُّ لَمْ أَكُلْ مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْلِيًا مَنْسِيًا. Because of this pain of childbirth, and because of this anguish of how she's going to face this community, she says, I wish I have died or have been a forgotten thing out of sight. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Jibreel Amin come to her the second time and says to her, لَا تَحْزَن, do not grieve. قَدْ جَعْلَ رَبُّكَ تَحْتَكَ سَرِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a running stream for you down there, and food for you. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكَ مِنْ جِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Jibreel Amin tells her, O Maryam, shake this date palm tree, and ripe dates will fall for you. As for as you, what you are concerned about facing the people, فَإِمَّا تَرَيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَكَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Jibreel Amin tells her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to say to the people that I am fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I cannot speak to you all. My dear friend, sometimes people draw conclusions without thinking, without coming to a conclusion. There's always two sides to a story. So sometimes, my dear friend, it's better to stay quiet. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمًا تَحْمِلُهُ. She comes to the people. She's carrying her baby in her arm. And the people say, قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. What is this, O Maryam? Whose baby is this, O Maryam? Ya Ukhta Harun, O sister of Harun. And my dear friend, this is not the sister of Nabi Musa, the brother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, but it was a person, Harun, which was equal to her in worship at that time. Ma kana abuki imra'at sawiya, wa ma kanat ummika bariya. And your father and your mother was not unchanged. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points, she doesn't talk. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points to the baby in her arms. She points to the baby in her arm, and the people say, قَالَ كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ الْيَوْمَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَحْدِ صَبِيًّا. You want us to speak to a baby in your arms? Isa ibn Maryam. Mufassirin say that there were three people who spoke in the cradle, and one of them was Isa ibn Maryam. He speaks, the baby in the arm speaks, in defense of her, of his mother, and he says, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am the slave of Allah. أَعْتَانِي الْكِتَابِ. Allah has given me the book, the Injil. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And Allah has appointed me to be a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me wherever I go. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised me to pay zakat and to pray as long as I live. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And Allah has made me righteous to my mother, and I am not a tyrant. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ عُبَثُ حَيَّا. And peace be upon me the day I will die, and the day I die, and the day I will be resurrected alive. My dear friends, the fact that Isa ibn Maryam, he spoke from the cradle, he spoke from his mother's arms as an infant, it is not mentioned in the book of Mark, Luke, and Peter, and John. Because, why? Because if I say my baby spoke, the next question you're going to ask is, what did he say? And what did he say? I'm going to tell you, he said, Inni Abdullah. Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. I am the slave of Allah. Immediately, my dear friends, it will wipe out that claim of Trinity. When he was 30 to 32 years old, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded Nabi Isa alayhi salam to take this message to the Bani Israel. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him supernatural powers, mu'ajizat and miracles. He cured the blind, he healed the leprosy, and he brought people to life. His message, my dear friends, it was sweet. It attracted many people. It attracted the Bani Israel. He attracted many crowds, and the rabbis and the Jews, they did not like that. They did not like this idea that Nabi Isa alayhi salam was attracting big crowds. They found it to be a threat to them, so now they plotted to kill him. Basically, my dear friends, Palestine at that time was ruled by the Roman Emperor. They went, these rabbis, these Jews, they went to the Roman Emperor. They went to him and they said that the reason that this man, he'll be the reason for your downfall. He's after your kingdom. You better take care of him, and we will support you. We will not go against you. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plotted, and Allah plotted, and Allah is the best of plotters. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save him? Fi Sunan ibn Nasa'i, it is mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i, when the authorities came, the Roman soldiers came to arrest Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Already Allah ta'ala informed him about the plot. He stood up and he addressed his Hawariyun, his disciples, the so-called Last Supper. And he says to them, he stands up, Nabi Isa alayhi salam stands up and says, Who will resemble me? Who will resemble me and take my future to be crucified? Huwa yakunu rafiqi fil jannah. It is still mentioned in Hadith al-Nasa'i. He will be with me in Jannah. He will be my friend in Jannah. A young man, he stood up. Three times, my dear friend, he stands up and he says, وَقَامَ الشَّابُ. A young man stands up. And he says, I will resemble you, O Nabi Isa alayhi salam. When authorities came, my dear friends, the angels, they took Nabi Isa alayhi salam and they raised him up to the heavens. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّيَ لَهُمْ. But they crucified and they killed someone who looked like Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The Jews, my dear friend, these words are the words of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We as Muslims today, we believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he's going to come back. He's going to come and make his second appearance at the end of time, and his appearance will be the major sign of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses the Sahaba, and he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, by the one in whose hand my soul is, لَيُوشِكَنَّ أَيَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ الْمَسِيحِ ibn Maryam. Shortly, Nabi Isa ibn Maryam will descend, حُكَمًا عَدْلًا, he will be a just ruler, فَيَكْسِرُ الصَّلِيبِ, and he will come, and he will destroy the crosses, وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرِ, and he will kill the pigs, وَيَدَعُ الْجِزْيَا, and he will come and abolish the taxes, وَيَحْكُمُ بِشَرْعِ اللَّهِ, and he will rule with the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَنْزِلُ عِنْدَ مَنَازِلَ الْبَيْضَاءِ شَرْقِي دِمَشْكِ, and he will come down on the eastern minaret, on the eastern side of Damascus. And he will descend. His job, my dear friends, will kill Dajjal, the Antichrist, the one-eyed lion. That is why, my dear friend, after that he will make his way from Damascus and he will come to Palestine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the people will be hammered by Dajjal, the Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and identified the place where Nabi Isa alayhi salam will kill Dajjal, at a place called Babul Lut. It's the present day Tel Aviv, it's near Tel Aviv airport. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, my dear friends, he will command the people and he will take them to safety and he will save them from Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, he tells his sahaba, Yanzilu Isa ibn Maryam, wa yatazawwaj, he will come down and he will get married. We need to tell our children all this, my dear friends. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come down, he will get married and he'll rule for 50 or 40 years. He will rule the world for 45 years. ثم يموت. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will die and he'll be buried بين قبري فأقام أنا وعيسى ابن مريم في قبر واحد بين أبي بكر وعمر. He'll be buried near my grave and I and Isa ibn Maryam will resurrect today together on the day of Qiyamah together with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. My dear friends, I make a humble appeal, a humble request, that we pass this knowledge to our children. We sit down with our children and tell them the story of Nabi Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, how the Quran and Sunnah has told it, his life, his second coming, so that we can recognize, my dear friends, and identify the haq from the batil, from the right and from the wrong, so that they know that Christmas and Easter is only a fallacy of the West, my dear friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire each and every one of us today. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.